To encircle the arms about the neck is easy, but manifestations should not be encouraged by you, unless they are proved to be of real value by perfect obedience. Your indulgence, your disregard of God's requirements is the veriest cruelty. You encourage and excuse disobedience by saying, "My boy loves me." Such love is cheap and deceptive. It is no love at all. The love, the genuine love, to be cultivated in the family is of value, because it is verified by obedience. O 307.1, if you love the souls of your children, bring them into order. But abundant kisses and tokens of love blind your eyes, and your children know it. Make less of these outward demonstrations of embracing and kissing and go down to the bottom of things and show what constitutes filial love. Refuse these manifestations as a fraud, a deception, unless backed up by obedience and respect for your commands. O 307.2 Manifest neither blind affection nor undue severity. While we are not to indulge blind affection, neither are we to manifest undue severity. Children cannot be brought to the Lord by force. They can be led, but not driven. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, Christ declares. He did not say, "My sheep hear my voice and are forced into the path of obedience." In the government of children, love must be 308 shown. Never should parents cause their children pain by harshness or unreasonable exactions. Harshness drives souls into Satan's net. O 307.3 The combined influence of authority and love will make it possible to hold firmly and kindly the reins of family government. A nigh single to the glory of God and to what our children owe Him will keep us from looseness and from sanctioning evil. O 308.1 Harshness not requisite to obedience. Let none imagine that harshness and severity are necessary to secure obedience. I have seen the most efficient family government maintained without a harsh word or look. I have been in other families where commands were constantly given in an authoritative tone, and harsh rebukes and severe punishments were often administered. In the first case, the children followed the course pursued by the parents and seldom spoke to one another in harsh tones. In the second also, the parental example was imitated by the children, and cross words, fault findings, and disputes were heard from morning till night. O 308.2 Words that intimidate, creating fear and expelling love from the soul, are to be restrained. A wise, tender, God-fearing father will bring, not a slavish fear, but an element of love into the home. If we drink of the water of life, the fountain will send forth sweet water, not bitter. O 308.3 Harsh words sour the temper and wound the hearts of children, and in some cases these wounds are difficult to heal. Children are sensitive to the least injustice, and some become discouraged under it and will neither heed the loud, angry voice of command nor care for threatenings of punishment. O 308.4 There is danger of too severely criticizing small things. Criticism that is too severe, rules that are too rigid, lead 309 to the disregard of all regulations, and by children thus educated will show the same disrespect for the laws of Christ. O 308.5 Uniform firmness, an impassioned control necessary. Children have sensitive, loving natures. They are easily pleased and easily made unhappy. By gentle discipline in loving words and acts, mothers may bind their children to their hearts. To manifest severity and to be exacting with children are great mistakes. Uniform firmness and unimpassioned control are necessary to the discipline of every family. Say what you mean kindly, move with consideration, and carry out what you say without deviation. O 309.1 It will pay to manifest affection in your association with your children. Do not repel them by lack of sympathy in their childish sports, joys, and griefs. Never let a frown gather upon your brow or a harsh word escape your lips. God writes all these words in His Book of Records. O 309.2 Restraint and caution not enough. Dear brethren, as a church you have sadly neglected your duty toward the children and youth. While rules and restrictions are laid upon them, great care should be taken to show them the Christ-like side of your character and not the satanic side. Children need constant watch care and tender love. Bind them to your hearts, and keep the love as well as the fear of God before them. Fathers and mothers do not control their own spirits and therefore are not fit to govern others. To restrain and caution your children is not all that is required. You have yet to learn to do justly and love mercy, as well as to walk humbly with God. A 309.3 counsel to the mother of a strong-willed child, your child is not your own, you cannot deal with her, as 310 you like, for she is the property of the Lord. Exercise a steady persevering control over her, teach her that she belongs to God. With such a training she will grow up to be a blessing to those around her. But clear, sharp discernment will be necessary in order that you may repress her inclination to rule you both, to have her own will and way, and to do as she pleases. A 309.4 even, steady management. I have seen many families shipwrecked through overmanagement on the part of their head, whereas through consultation and agreement all might have moved off harmoniously and well. A 310.1 unsteadiness in family government is productive of great harm, in fact is nearly as bad as no government at all. The question is often asked, why are the children of religious parents so often headstrong, defiant, and rebellious? The reason is to be found in the home training. Too often the parents are not united in their family government. A 310.2 a fitful government, at one time holding the lines firmly, and at another allowing, that which has been condemned is ruination to a child.